Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Hot thing. Soon again, Frank is on. Bobby Gate takes the ball. Well, I, back to back. Double clipping today. Double iron yesterday. Been on. Stay, stay. Not that wrong. Welcome to Sports In. Sports In the Park. Ready for the first spot. Ready for the next. Okay, for some white. players from the Jets. Now, this game. Something to say. Here's the. Zach. Every quarter that this game, 14. Once the first quarter by the Colts, they bluff the back there, look at the Jets. We move on to second. The Jets going to win. And the opponent finish up the. What's that? The game, Monday Night Football. I feel just a TV draw. In the game. Last night we talked about. Bad deal. We're going to talk some more football here. Matt, we're just going to play some more fishing music for you. We just took out, they say, in Spanish, the games. Ali, George Klinsky, it's all right. Three people that I became a dear friend. This is a friend of mine. Ali was good. What's up, Bob? Thank you very much for calling, man. But I have done it enough. But as always, Cool the Gang takes us off. Coming up with Matthew Cole. I'm Dumpty. He's turning my dad's head. Going for that Christmas. Yeah, that song. Enjoy Cool the Gang. This leads to Brazil. But the world is open. Come on. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for larger to your grant. This morning is getting up. Last night, 9:00. Food on our table. Shoes on our feet. Clothes on our back. Loved ones are still here. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Grace is getting what you don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what you deserve. As we end the holiday season, realize that every day is Christmas. Every day is Thanksgiving. We thank you for the greatest gift, your Son, in turn, giving us eternal life. You know what tomorrow brings, you know what brings tomorrow. We ask you to bless our family in Brazil, our family in Canada, and the United States, and our families speak. And we always want to send a blessing to our number one family. Oh, both of you. So, part of the base, it is the going to have you talk to David last night. Thank you. Good prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done as in heaven. In Jesus, amen. Pull up here with Whoa Whoa. I got a couple of horses, so yeah, Whoa Whoa is one of them. I'm going to name my other horse in a minute or two, but let's take a look at what's happening at MetLife Stadium in New York, New Jersey. It's the Jets and the Colts, and it's a 17-3 lead for the Colts. The Jets have just been horrible. You know, played some good football in the first opening minutes of the game against New England. The rest, they say, is history. Look at some scores from yesterday. Carolina Panthers, last year, the best teams in all of basketball. Last year, MVP and Cam Newton lost yesterday 40-7. They lost a game last week they shouldn't have lost, and they lost a couple of games they should have. 40-7 they lost yesterday. Scored 7 points in the second quarter, didn't score again. Seattle starting to click on all cylinders once again. Giants losing to the Steelers, who are averaging 29 points a game. They got 24 yesterday, but that was 10 more than the Giants. Their winning streak is snapped, but if there's such thing as losing at the right time, they did. Arizona beat the Redskins 31-23, so they didn't gain on the Giants. Nobody's gaining on the Cowboys. Tampa Bay, big winner over the Chargers, 28-21. Teams are always underachieves. Yeah, we'll say about Rivers. The Buffalo Bills, it seemed like they were going to be a force to be reckoned with. I reckon not. Oakland Raiders, 10 wins and a force to be reckoned with this year. 38-24 win over the Bills yesterday. That game was 14-14 at halftime. And the rest, they say, is history as the Bills. Kansas City Chiefs continue to win. Last week, they won by 3. This week, they won by 1, beating the Falcons, who once again do the old swoon. They're either in the mix or mixed up. They lost again yesterday, the Chiefs by 1. And the coach of the year, Mr. Caldwell over there in Detroit, they won again. First game that they won that they weren't trailing in the final quarter. At halftime, they were up 13-6. And they won out 28-13 over New Orleans Saints, who in the last 2 years have not been a very good football team. Outstanding quarterback, but not that good a football team. Here's a great quarterback, and now the most wins by a quarterback ever, Tom Brady, leading the New Orleans Patriots over the Los Angeles Rams, 26-10. That was a pretty lopsided game. They led 17-0 at halftime. Never looked back after that first seven. Basically, Denver Broncos, who got back on the board, need to as they're trying to stay close in their division. One game back, 20-10 winners over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Green Bay Packers, after losing 4 in a row, came back and won their second in a row. Still in the mix there. 21-13 win over the Houston Texans. They need that game, too. Green Bay lost another game here there, and Fred would be out of sight. Eagles lost to Cincinnati, who seemed to be underachieving, but they got a lot of points yesterday. 32-14 win over the Philly. And I talked about the Giants losing at the right time. Well, two of the three teams in the mix there. Nobody's beating the Cowboys, it seemed lately. But Philadelphia and Washington didn't help themselves chasing both the Cowboys and the Giants. That's a nice little pair that the Giants got. Dolphins looked like they were going to turn things around. I don't know. Ravens, who now lead their division, they kind of got things together. 38-6 winners over the Dolphins. And Baltimore, 49ers, lost to the Bears. Wow. That's bad. Because the Bears are bad. Cowboys on Thursday. Back-to-back Thursdays now. Every Thursday, 17-15 winners over the Vikings, who at one time 5-0. Now they're 6-6. Nobody talks so much about them losing Adrian Peterson. Remarkable. Not talking about that at all. Well, that's the story there. Let's see what we have here at the MetLife Stadium. And the Colts are up 17-3. This New York Giants, Jets on a Monday night football game. It seems like both teams in New York are both New York teams. Neither one plays in New York. Is en route to losing. A big thing happening here. It's always big too when you're, and these are just some really great names, you know. Got a email here, and had been heads up on this too some time before. December 13th is going to be a media invite. You are called invited to attend a press preview for the exhibitions Muhammad Ali, Leroy Neiman, and the Art of Boxing, and I Am King of the World, photographs by Muhammad Ali by George Galinsky. That's Tuesday, December 13th at 10 a.m. New York Historical Society. They're going to be having that exhibition. You know, it's very rarely that, you know, I have met and all these guys. Leroy Neiman, who always said that Ali was the subject of subjects. The last print that Leroy gave me, signed for me, was a print of Ali, which he put on there. Ali, one of a kind. A special notation to me, too. Kerensky, another person I've known in the business, good friend. Leroy was like family. Used to watch the fights. Leroy's, Leroy Neiman's birthday, June 8th. And Leroy saw his birthday on June 8th. His book came out 2 days later. He went into the hospital 3 days later, and he passed away 3 days later. Great friend. This is a tremendous human being. Boxing was his passion. And Leroy was a guy who was befriended and befriended a host of very special people in our lifetime. And I remember he did a book on Paris, and the press conference was at the iconic Tavern of Green, right across from his famed studio up there on 61 West 67th Street. And I remember Buddy McGirt was at the fair, the then welterweight champion, another elite fighter of our time. And I remember a baroness coming over to Buddy, and she says, "Excuse me, young man, Leroy says you're someone I should take a picture with." And she had her chauffeur take the picture. Had her chauffeur take the picture. And it just shows you the mixed kind of clientele and the people that Leroy Neiman was. I know Leroy so much like Ali. Could attest to this Ali statement. I never looked down on the people I looked up to be. George Gillespie, on a whim and a dare, came in to see late great John Condon. And it's ironic now, Condon, John Francis Xavier Condon, the voice that you used to hear in the garden, "Welcome to the magic world of Madison Square Garden," became the head PR man, the greatest PR man in the history of MSG boxing. And him and Ali were close. I mean, how close were they? It was John Condon who told Ali after the Larry Holmes fight, "Champ, it's time to retire." As Miles Dewey Davis, who you hear so often here, kind of Luke Grizzly, as I'm all time, it was Miles Davis who went into the dressing room after Sugar Robinson had his 19th loss and told Ray, "That's it. Stop is over." Yeah. And Kalinske was hired by Condon, became the foremost photographer in the history of the world's most famous arena. Most everything you see in Madison Square Garden is a George Kalinske print. I have a picture that George took for me and Dr. J, and I'll never forget his kind words, "To a winner at all times." And that's what all these gentlemen are. Winners at all times. Muhammad Ali, Leroy Neiman, George Kalinske. In the picture, there's a picture of Ali and Joe, another winner at all times. Sports Net, lots of great interesting government network. Looking for Tim Smith to come in here, Tim White, that is, and give us an update on what's happening at MetLife Stadium. Let me read you the media setup. This winter, the New York Historical Society will celebrate the late great boxing legend, Muhammad Ali, 1942-2016, and explore his relationship with artist Leroy Neiman, 1921-2012. And photographer George Gillespie in two special exhibitions. Muhammad Ali, Leroy Neiman, and the Art of Boxing will highlight 21 vivid watercolors on the spot sketches by Neiman that captured the champ's unique energy. "I Am the King of the World." Photographs from Hamlin by George Quincy features 45 intimate photos of Ali in and out of the ring in Madison Square Garden, the award-winning in-house photographer. On view concurrently on the second floor of the museum from December 16, 2016 through March 26, 2017, the contemporary exhibitions offer insider's perspective on major moments of Ali's career, such as his legendary bouts with Sonny Liston and Joe Frazier, as well as behind-the-scenes views of his personal life. George Quincy will share memories of Ali and stories behind his work. I want to thank the Miss Megan Jones for the media invite. And get done. And just this whole thing, everybody here is a person of class, character, and importance, both in the world of sports and our society. Leroy Neiman's greatest sports artist of all time. Told you the story about the Baroness and Buddy McGirt, George Kalinske, you know, through the great John Francis Xavier Condon. Became the greatest photographer in the history of the world's most famous arena, as Condon was the most famous voice and the most renowned and astute playoff boxing man, who later became president of boxing at Madison Square Garden. This is an exhibition you got to get down and see, because you'll see some works of Ali by some of the very utmost, not only artists and photographers of our lifetime, but some of the utmost, the most unique people of any lifetime. And once again, that's going to be from December 16th to March 26th. Ironically, you know, it's funny, going through to March now. March 8th, 1971 was Ali Frazier won. In December, as we pass through January, excuse me, to get to March, both Ali and Joe have birthdays. Ali's birthday is on the 17th, along with Buddy McGirt. I talked about that story. And Joe Frazier's birthday is on the 12th. Joe Frazier only lost two fights in his whole career, four fights, but he only lost to two guys. And his birthday is on the 12th. He lost two times to the guy whose birthday is 2 days before his, George Foreman. And he lost twice to the guy whose birthday is 5 days after his, Muhammad Ali. That's only supposed to be Blog Talk Radio on the Preston Guard Radio Network. Some Christmas music for you, then we'll get you the update on what's happening at that football game out in the Meadowlands, East Rutherford, New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium. But right now, let's get some more Christmas music for you. One of my favorite Christmas songs, which I heard when the Jackson 5 were making it. And it seems like every artist that comes on and gets big, they eventually do Christmas album, or they will do one or have one. And the Jacksons were no different, as they, only the Beatles outsold them as far as records and then their span, their career. The greatest juvenile group in the history of music. And they had a record that I liked. And it was really special, and it shows how unique that these guys were to sing it. And I'm going to play both renditions of it. Theirs first, and then the Temptations came out with it. And I think it's a great piece of music. And we're going to play it for you live from Spain. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Michael, Jermaine, Tito, Marlon. Jackson 5. Okay. Michael, Tito, Jackie, Marlon. And now the Temptations. Come on, folks. Welcome to the Power Talk Radio from Christian Todd. You don't know the lot. Come on.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
The Christmas music continues. Michael Westbrook leading to Oklahoma, another win, 32 points. 12 assists and 13 rebounds. 13th being the one that sealed the game. The KC, the Hawks, 100-97. Westbrook, another triple double. 34 points, 12 assists and 13 rebounds. And that's ironic, because most of the time, it's triple double. 3 points, 11 assists, 12 rebounds and assists. Great play. How would you do it? The greatest magician I've ever been. Mr. Continues. Sponsored by Blast Talk Radio and the Freshman Guard Network Live.
Noel, wanted the king. on a cold winter night. That was so deep. Hear my story.
Today's, it's Pearl Harbor Day. But I don't remember December 7th because of Pearl Harbor. I remember because I know Pearl Harbor, but the significance for me is it was Rooney's birthday, Larry Bird's birthday. You know, Bird befriended me, and Rooney was family. And his intro always touches me with the kind words and the fact that he coined the place. And is make you so grateful to God every day on Christmas Day that there was a Ronnie and that you are here to still talk about Ronnie. Look at the score of that Jet game and at halftime, we find that it's 24-3, the Colts. And it is about sums up this game as well as the Jet season. Luck was back. Last week, he was out in the game that he was dearly missed. One of the top young quarterbacks in the game. And the Jets are finding it out. Support the Blog Talk Radio and Trust in God Network. Looking for our live report from Tim White from MetLife Stadium. And in some dope, we'll continue bringing some Christmas music. You know, Nat King Cole's Christmas song was written by Mel Tormé, who put it out first. Is seen as a signature song for Christmas with so many great Christmas songs out there. And I think so much from a female standpoint of view that Nat's song is the best Christmas song of all time, and from a male perspective. And ironically, the woman who I think has the best Christmas song from a female perspective, you know, I remember seeing her ringside at a fight at Madison Square Garden with Kalinske's domain, Nellie Cole, My Grown-Up Christmas Wish. Nobody does it better. What memories it brings back, too. I'll tell you a Nat King Cole story, too, when we come back. This Cole, My Grown-Up Christmas Wish. That's kind of supposed to be a Blog Talk Radio live.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you a childhood fantasy. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for work in me. No.
This is my only.
sadness every time I hear this song for Freddie Gray. I remember seeing him as Cold City Ringside, along with Remington Steele, and I'll tell you who that was, James Bond. And I didn't go back to see her, talk to her, and live in the moment. You gotta just realize that. Great song. We are still waiting for Tim to join us, but in the meantime, we're going to get ready to move along. Let Marvin Gaye sing the national anthem for us and take us away with.
Now, along with the United States Marine Color Guard to sing the national anthem, famed recording artist Marvin Gaye.
Best rendition. Know about Whitney, everybody else's. Second to Mark. You made a run here. You're doing so. Let Marvin close out like he always does. All year round. Time. It's always good thing to remember that. Children. Always remember, take care of children.
Used to be the way I pass my time.
Hold on.
Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world singing.
Flowers won't grow.
No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save the world.
To save the world.
That's destined.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life. For the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies.
KC, winners tonight, Russell Westbrook, 32 points, 12 assists, 13 rebounds. Once again, the New York Historical Society will celebrate the late great boxing legend. I have so many fond memories of my time spent with Tom. Two special exhibitions. $1 21 and 50 colors. And on the splash catching, Catherine G. From the I am King. Photographs from $1 by George Spence features 45 minutes. Holly, and now you can see. As his president, the you can confirm it. From the second floor of the museum from December 16th. 16th, March 26, 2017. The temporary exhibitions offer an insider's perspective on major moments in Ali's career, such as his legendary bouts with Sonny Liston, Joe Frazier, Rose Byrne Seeds, and Story Behind His Book. Get it. At first, you got a play. It's it meant a lot. Photographed it and taped it. The man made the best and probably can of the week. And say with a good faith. Holly Craig. The referee or director, Condon, and the offensive coordinator, who intended to leave the match. And the last, Holly, he said, Leroy's Anthony was from the painting that he did for Holly's signed by Ali, won by Leila Ali, PDF. He's a very special people. He's a very special focus. He'll be in our lifetime. Megan Jones, PDF, will be there. Make sure you get over here.
Okay.
Get on our way. Leave the gestures. You gotta go. Next show. Hi, Trump. Not a spank. Read football scores. Small things happening down the line. We'll be back in Spain. Folks, please know I showed you. Back in the Big Island. Give you three thoughts. My third impression is, what are you doing for Dr. King? Earth's Elvis? Is Mitch the pivotal space on Earth? And my brother's people. But for me. All over town, my brother's coming up. Enjoy the show. Larry Hardy. Every now and then I find some comfort. But every kiss, tempo,
hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
We will close the show musically the way we open the show. And I just don't think there's a better Christmas song we could do it with. I don't think there's a better Christmas song ever. Of the many great ones that we have heard in our lifetime. And written by Mel Tormé, performed by Mel Tormé, and also performed by this gentleman. So I'm just going to tell you a Nat King Cole story. And it is a summer night in the South, and it's raining quite profusely. And a lady is stuck on the side of the road, African-American lady, and a white guy stops to help her. And she says, look, you know, he says, you know, we can't get this car started. You know, wherever you're going, let me drop you off. And he does. And she asks for his name and address. And about maybe a week or two later, sometime afterwards to be exact, there's a knock on his door. And he opens the door and there's brand new color council. Back in the day, just a huge piece, you know, the special feature, you know, color TV, the radio, and the turntable. And he says, I don't know what it is. And she says, no, here's a note. And he opens the door. And lets the man open and reads the note and says, just want to thank you. I had to get to the hospital to see my husband, and you got me there just in time as he passed away shortly after. Thank you very much. God bless you. Mrs. Nat King Cole. Angels. Yeah. mythology of New York.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Please note that. Merry Christmas. Supporting their Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And that's good little Christmas present there, too. Take them over to that event. Greatest athlete of his lifetime. Greatest sports artist of his lifetime. One of the greatest photographers any time, George Galinsky. And you already got to go John Condon in the mix. Thanks for being with us. God bless you all. Trust in God.